our regular sports segment at about 10 to 7 tonight. Well, it's another day, and well, it looks like another blackface controversy. Basketball player Alice Kunick has apologised after pictures emerged of her dressed as a black rapper, Kanye West, at a post-season party. She was called out by her Opals teammate, Liz Cambage, who labelled it disgusting. It's the latest in a series of really similar controversies this year. It seems blackface shows no signs of being consigned to Australian history in the same way it has in the United States, for instance. Alan Clark is the Indigenous Affairs reporter for BuzzFeed and a presenter on National Indigenous Television, and he's written about this extensively, not just today, but in the past. He's been watching this issue. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
As an Indigenous Australian, how do you feel when you see people dressing up in blackface? And do you understand what many people say, which is that they just think they're having a laugh and they're just dressing up? What is wrong with that mentality?
Well, to answer your first question, I just feel exhausted in a way. I just see this come up time and time again, and particularly the start of this year has been marked by several blackface incidents, and social media has sort of gone into overdrive. But just to see this happen on Saturday and then have that same excuse, which we've heard time and time again, which is like, I did not know this was offensive or not. Well, I think the time's coming where that's no longer a valid excuse. I mean, it has been in the public eye, and particularly someone like Alice, who is a young person, would have seen this already happening on Facebook or Instagram, particularly, say, with the Aussie Icons party, which we did the story on at BuzzFeed last month, when two young men dressed up as Aboriginal men and sort of went to this Aussie Icons party, and the furore that sort of engulfed that afterwards, and the backlash that was subsequently part of it as well. I just think, I feel for Liz, because she has now, for calling it out, she's copping a lot of backlash, and she's saying, and people are saying that she's ruined this other girl's life. Well, I think education is probably the key here as well. So I think, equally, the person who's called it out is actually, you know, copping a lot of really uncalled for stuff.
Yeah, there's some seriously vile abuse that I've seen towards Liz for calling it out. But let's get back to the actual doing of it, because you say that Alice, who was responsible for dressing up and putting it on social media and the picture that was seen, that she should know better effectively. But perhaps people don't know better. That's what I'm observing, that you say that they should, but perhaps the message that this is deeply offensive to black people and Indigenous Australians hasn't got through.
Completely valid. And I do think there's a level of naivety here in terms of particularly young people not seeing it as offensive, and say, whereas young people in America might be more aware or attuned to the history of blackface, I think here in Australia we have a sort of void. When these incidents are happening, they're happening with young people, they're not happening with older people. So I think there is sort of this wave of millennials who feel it's okay, and there is that naivety. But what I want to say is that through all of this is that it's the act of blackface that is racist. You know, I'm not saying that when they're doing this that they are racist, but they have to learn from it, I think, and it's a very harsh lesson. And that's something that Lauren Jackson has already said, is that this is going to be a very harsh lesson for this young woman. But hopefully from this she can educate other people and say it's wrong. But as you say, it is a little known fact that blackface has existed in this country since the early 1800s. And for Aboriginal people, we live with it every day, and it is offensive and it is hurtful. And people like my grandmother, who, when she was alive, would have seen this, people mimicking and mocking her as some primitive kind of cartoon character, that's why it's offensive. So I think we just need to keep pushing that message out there and say, well, this is why in this country it is an issue, and why we are offended as people of colour or as Aboriginal people.
Why do you think Australia, do you have a theory on why Australia can't seem to let go of it? Because we mention, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't watch it as closely as you, but in the US, it's not really, you don't see as many incidents of it as we're seeing.
Not at all. And in the US, I think particularly they've had a huge kind of civil rights movement. They've had a huge uprising. There is, you know, there are a lot of African-American people sitting in houses of parliament and you know, in high positions, in influential positions, who can advocate and effectively educate the wider community. We just don't have that here. People like Senator Nova Peres or people like Minister Ken Wyatt are sort of facing an uphill battle, and they're trying to educate people, but they're getting swamped in this groundswell of sort of backlash on social media, and the message is not getting out there. So I think slowly but surely the message will creep out there. But in terms of the states, I guess the sort of perfect analogy of that is when Harry Connick Jr. was here and was judging on Hey Hey It's Saturday, a blackface sort of troupe.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and they were dressed as the Jackson 5 and they painted their faces black. And it was this sort of moment of sort of America meets Australia, you know, and it was this shock. And Harry Connick Jr. said, well, if you're in America, this just would not happen. So I think slowly but surely we've got Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leaders coming out and educating more and having more of an influence, people like Stan Grant. So hopefully, as we go on and see the rise in popularity of those people, that the message will get out there that blackface is horribly offensive, and it's not a fun thing just to go out to a party and, you know, dress up or, you know, paint your face black like Kanye West. You can go as Kanye West, no one's saying that, but there's no need to paint your face black because you're essentially making a caricature of black people.
Alan, thank you so much for coming on and explaining how it feels, really, given that we're seeing such a social media storm, and I've seen lots of comments, really different comments to what you've said today, so it's good to hear your side. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And that's Alan Clark. He's an Indigenous Affairs reporter for BuzzFeed and a presenter on National Indigenous TV. Coming up in the next half hour, we'll speak to one of China's best-known political cartoonists who just happens to live in Australia.